It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Well, first and foremost, we want to send our heart out to the folks that down in Florida that have just been affected by Hurricane Milton. And then, of course, from the folks, we haven't had a chance because we got kind of, you know, we took some damage down where I'm at, down on St. Simons from Hurricane Helene. And so for the folks that are still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, also want to send our best thoughts and wishes out to those folks. And, you know, that storm system of Hurricane Helene certainly discombobulated the high school football schedule, affected us here. As far as bringing you the Jason Bishop Show, and you know, here we are, we're right back at it, and you know, we got a few really good games. We're already in week 9 of the high school football season, and several good games to talk about going on. Region play in full effect, and so we'll touch on some of these games that were played earlier this week, in case Hurricane Milton made its way up into southeast South Georgia. Metter and Claxton played earlier in the week. Metter 42-0 winners over Claxton at Claxton. Perry and Wayne County played, and Perry put it on the Yellow Jackets 56-7. That game was in Wayne County. That game was in Jessup. Glen Academy went up the road up 995 to play South Effingham in Guyton, and they got back on the right track. Been a rough go for the Red Terriers. 31-0 winners over South Effingham. And the Effingham County Rebels, huge, huge region win as they now really solidify their case to possibly make the playoffs, giving themselves probably an ability to enter in the front door. 35-7 winners, the Rebels over Evans. That game was up in Augusta at Evans. So some of the games that we have going on Friday night, some of these games we might get played on Saturday as well. Again, just everything discombobulated from the storms. Groves at Liberty. You'll have Southeast Bullock at Jenkins. That's an interesting game. We'll touch on that game a little bit later. Long at Windsor Forest. You might see Long County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. Richmond Hill at Camden County. Boy, Camden took it on the nose from Valdosta last week, giving up 56 points, I think, to the Wildcats. They'll play another Wildcat. They got them at Chris Gilman, Richmond Hill. This is going to be a really good football game. I've said all along that I like Richmond Hill to be in the mix to win this region. In order to do that, they're going to have to go to Chris Gilman. They're going to have to beat Camden at home. We'll see if the Richmond Hill Wildcats are capable of doing that. That'd be another game we talk about later. Colquitt at Valdosta. You might see Valdosta next segment of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Lowndes at Tift, another region tilt. Lowndes, you know, they look the part. They look good, off to a good start. We'll see what they've got going into region play. Frederica at Bullock Academy, hate week for those two schools. There is no big old rival. I know that game's in the GISA, and maybe it doesn't get the fanfare that it should get, but there is no bigger rivalry in the state of Georgia than Frederica and Bullock Academy. The Frederica Academy Knights will travel up to Statesboro to play that game. Terrell Academy at Valwood, Statesboro at Brunswick High. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I've had an opportunity to watch Brunswick High play some games, and Brunswick High's offense is elite. They'll be at home against Statesboro. That's a region game. That's almost a must-win game for Statesboro if they got any shot to make the playoffs, and Brunswick has yet to drop a region game at all. As a matter of fact, the only game the Pirates have dropped, period, is the season opener against Camden. Coffee at Lee. That's going to be a barn burner. What a great game. Benedictine goes to the Swamp to play the Ware County Gators. That'll be another really good one. Johnson of Savannah at Beach. We'll see how that goes. the Islands at Calvary Day, Richmond Academy at West Lawrence, Crisp at Appling, Tattnall County at Cook, Bacon at Jeff Davis. Two programs that typically aren't traditional powers, but both schools have had a really good season. Both schools have kind of put themselves on the map, having over the last 5 years a pretty good run. Bacon really in the last couple of years. Jeff Davis, two or three good years, maybe a down year, and it looks like they're kind of back. Thomasville at Fitzgerald, East Lawrence at Ace Charter. That game has already been played. Ace Charter got blown out by East Lawrence. Northeast at Dublin. Vidalia at Savannah Christian. That'll be a good one. We'll talk about that one a little bit later, but that'll be a good one. Savannah Country Day at Swainsboro. Brooks at Clinch. Clinch has been a perennial stay in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We will see how they do hosting Brooks over in Homerville. Charlton at Irwin County. Charlton's been a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde. Don't really know what to make of the Indians. 1 week they look really good, and the next week they lose a game that you wouldn't think they would lose. We'll see which Charlton County shows up to play Irwin County on the road. MCA at Bryan County, a ton of region implications at the top of that region. MCA on the road over in Bryan County. Claxton at Savannah. ECI at Portal, another big-time region game between the Bulldogs and the Portal Panthers. A little bit of a rivalry there now simmering between those two since Portal has kind of taken a step up to being a pretty decent program. And Screven at Metter. Another big-time game should be a really, really good one. So you still have a lot of really good games. Like I said, week nine already in the high school football season. And, of course, you know, like we talked about in previous shows, some of these games in the last segment of the show, we'll go back and I'll pick them and we'll talk about them a little bit more in depth.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With all of the storms, a lot of chaos with high school football schedules. In an effort to accommodate the games that were lost due to Hurricane Helene, the GHSA has pushed back the start of the playoffs by 1 week. All of the games that were lost to the hurricane will be made up in that last week before the playoffs actually start. The playoffs will now start on November the 15th instead of November the 8th as originally planned. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
The most prestigious ranking system in the state of Georgia, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so for those of you that might be new to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, these are the parameters. All right, so to be eligible to be in the rankings, you must be south of I-16 or roundabout, or east of I-75 roundabout. So if you are in those two areas, that little box there, south of I-16 roundabout, east of I-75 roundabout, you're eligible to be in the rankings. If you're outside of that, well, you know, sorry, that's kind of what we do. And also, I want to make clear that this is not me picking these teams out of clear, thin blue air. This is there's a formula that takes everything into account. It's a mathematical formula: wins, losses, quality wins, blowouts, strength of schedule, those types of things, and it spits out who they think are the top 10 teams in that aforementioned area. And also, just because a team is ranked, Team X is ranked higher than Team Y, that doesn't mean that Team X, it's not saying that Team X is better than Team Y or can beat Team Y. What it's saying is, to this point in their schedule, that they have done, Team X has done better than Team Y if Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y. You follow? Okay, great. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. It is now time to give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Now remember, we haven't spoken in a little while, about a week or so, and so there are some teams that fell out since the last time we chatted, and those teams that fell out are Camden and Lowndes, out both, which that means two new teams will be introduced to you today. At number 10, getting back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 28-10 win over North Florida Christian, the Valwood Valiants, one of two teams that are in the rankings with one loss. There's two teams that have one loss. Everybody else is undefeated. That's how stacked these rankings are. At number 9, coming off of a bye week, the Houston County Bears get back into the rankings. Remember, they were up there before. They are back in at number 9. At number 8, moving up two spots with a 30-17 win over Beach. Two spots for the Long County Blue Tie. They move from 10th to 8th. At number 7, also moving up two spots with a 28-8 win over Mitchell County, the Clinch County Panthers. And they've got a big one right in front of them. They check in at number 7. At number 6, 48-3 winners over Ace Charter, the Dublin Fighting Irish. 48-3 winners over Ace Charter. They come in at number 6 this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 5, moving up three spots as well with a 38-7 thumping of Savannah Country Day, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders at number 5. At number 4, moving up two spots from 6 to 4 with a 42-7 win over Cook County, the Pierce County Bears at number 4. Boy, they have ascended fast. It was just a few weeks ago they weren't even in the rankings, and now they're in the top 5. At number 3, coming off of a bye as they get ready for Frederica, falling two spots. They were my former number 1. Falling two spots, the Bullock Academy Gators at number 3. At number 2, moving up two spots with a 56-37 win over the Camden County Wildcats, the Valdosta Wildcats, who have been a perennial top 5 pretty much all year. I think they've even been number 1 a couple different times in this week's rankings of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They are number 2, which leads us to a brand new number 1. They've been there once before this year. They are probably the team that has spent the most time at number 1. Moving up one spot with a 41-0 shellacking of Northside, the Coffee County Trojans reclaim the number 1 spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's recap. At number 10, Valwood. 9, Houston County. 8, Long County. At number 7, Clinch. 6 is Dublin. 5 is Savannah Christian. 4 is the Pierce County Bears. 3, the Bullock Academy Gators. 2, the Valdosta Wildcats. and the number one team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans. And remember, it's extremely difficult to be in these rankings. In my opinion, it is the most prestigious ranking system in the entire state of Georgia because it encompasses all classifications of GHSA, and it also encompasses the GISA schools as well. Tough to get in.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Some of these college football games that we're going to talk about, the schools that play in Central Florida, some of these games may not get played. I specifically look at the UCF game. I don't know that they're going to play that game. Cincinnati is supposed to be there in Orlando. I just don't see any way that that game's going to get played due to Hurricane Milton, unless they move the game. Maybe they'll move it to Cincinnati. I don't know. We'll find out as time wears on. However, we're going to run through these college football games, and I'm going to give you, teams that you should expect to win, because that's kind of what I do here. And, I'm not bad at this. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Wild Adventures and DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. Okay, So in the top 25, we've got number 16, Utah at Arizona State. Look, I think Utah's going to get into the college football playoff because I think they're going to end up winning the Big 12. But I don't see Utah as one of those teams that's going to finish inside of the top 12 on their own. I think they'll get in simply by default because they won the conference. I don't think that Utah is a good enough team to go on the road and beat a good Arizona State team at their place. So give me Arizona State in the upset over number 16, Utah. Number 10, Clemson at Wake Forest. And all of a sudden, post-Georgia, Clemson looks like they have found their stride. Granted, they're playing the ACC teams. They look like they have found their stride. Clemson goes to Wake Forest and takes down the Demon Deacons. South Carolina at number 7, Alabama. Can you remember a more embarrassing loss for Alabama in the last, 20 years? I can't. Losing to Vanderbilt last week. And so now South Carolina will travel to Tuscaloosa. And I feel bad for the Gamecocks. Alabama in a rout. They try to make a statement after losing that game. 21, Missouri at UMass. Missouri got taken to the woodshed by Texas A&M. Texas A&M punched, and Missouri had no counterpunch ever at any point in the football game. This is a get-right game, I guess, for Missouri. They'll travel to UMass, which is interesting. They're going on the road for this game. But Missouri gets it done against UMass. Cal at number 23, Pitt. Pitt all of a sudden has emerged as a contender in the ACC. They are undefeated. They will be at home against Cal, and they will get the W. Cal's not good enough to travel cross-country and beat Pitt at their place. Number 4, USC at number 4, Penn State at USC. I keep waiting for the letdown game for Penn State, and I think this happens. I think it happens this week. They will travel cross-country to play a conference game against USC. USC, I think, is good enough to beat a number 4 Penn State team coming all the way from Happy Valley. So give me USC in the upset over number 4 Penn State. Purdue at 23, Illinois. Purdue has been quietly, quietly having a good season. A Purdue-like season is kind of what you expect. 23, Illinois, not a lot of folks expected them to be in the top 25. They're there. Look for Purdue to go over to Illinois and knock them out of the top 25. Give me Purdue. Number 1, Texas in the Red River shootout against 18th Oklahoma. Another big game for Texas. They're going to have a slew of these moving forward. Oklahoma on the schedule, Alabama on the schedule, Georgia on the schedule. This is a game that this is a game that Texas really has to get if they have any shot of getting into the top 20 or the top 12, because I don't think they're going to beat Georgia or Alabama. That's two SEC losses. They got to get this game. I think Texas is significantly better than Oklahoma, so give me Texas in the Red River shootout, but Oklahoma makes this game close. Stanford at number 11, Notre Dame. Notre Dame gets the job done in South Bend against Stanford. Arizona at 14, BYU. I'm not a believer in BYU. They've worked their way up all the way to 14. They go down. Arizona gets them at home. Mississippi State at number 5, Georgia. Georgia all of a sudden has a bunch of doubters. Remember, everybody was talking about that they are almost unbeatable at the beginning of the season, and now everybody's saying, this is not the same Georgia team that we've seen the last few years. They'll be at home in Athens against Mississippi State, who's not a bad football team. This will be a tough game for the Dogs, but Georgia's got to find a way to start playing better in the first half. If they play halfway decent in the first half against Alabama, they win the game. They didn't. They haven't played well yet in a significant game in the first half at all. We'll see what holds in store for the Dogs in the first half against Mississippi State. I do like Georgia to win the game regardless. Florida at number 8, Tennessee. Boy, Billy Napier got a huge job-saving win for now against UCF last week. He'll head on the road to play the Tennessee Volunteers up in Knoxville. I don't see any way that the Gators have the talent, the Jimmies and the Joes, to beat Tennessee. So give me Tennessee at home in a rout. The UCF win will save Billy Napier's job at least through the Georgia-Florida game. That's how big of a win that was. Number 9, Ole Miss at 13, LSU. Two teams who haven't played a whole lot of defense this year. Look for that. Going to be a high-scoring one. It's in Death Valley. Give me the LSU Tigers in Death Valley against Ole Miss. Probably the game of the week. Number two, Ohio State at number 3, Oregon. I don't have a lot of faith in Oregon, and Ohio State is traveling, again, one of those cross-country games all the way from the Shoe to Eugene, Oregon, to play the Ducks. And so in a normal circumstance, I would say, yeah, give me Oregon. And Oregon may very well win the game because of the travel, but I'm not picking them. I think Ohio State's got too much talent. I think the Will Howard situation hasn't been a huge problem. It might rear its head here. Give me Ohio State, close football game. Number 11, Iowa State at West Virginia. You know, I've been high on West Virginia, not as like a top 12 team, but as one of those teams that's kind of a dark horse. It's going to have a good seat, like an 8-4 type team. That's how I see West Virginia. At home against 11, Iowa State, a team that nobody figured to be there, at least this high. Give me West Virginia in an upset over number 11, Iowa State. Number 18, Kansas State at Colorado. I don't think that the Dion Buffaloes are good enough to beat 18 Kansas State. Give me Kansas State with the win on the road in Boulder. 17, Boise State at Hawaii. 17, Boise State, I'll take the Broncos over the Rainbow Warriors. In the SEC, the only game between SEC teams that doesn't have a ranked participant this week, Vanderbilt, which I'm surprised they're not ranked after the win over Kentucky or over Alabama. They will play Kentucky this week. They will be in Lexington. Give me Kentucky to bring the Commodores back down to earth a little bit. In the ACC, Georgia Tech at North Carolina. I like the Yellow Jackets here. I like Georgia Tech to go on the road. Chapel Hill, they'll get the job done. Louisville at Virginia. Virginia's not very good. I thought they'd be better. They're not. Louisville's much better than what I thought they would be. Louisville goes on the road and beats Virginia. Syracuse at NC State. NC State, another one of those teams that I thought they would be better than they are. Syracuse, another one of those teams that are better than I thought. Syracuse also goes on the road and knocks off NC State. In the Big 12, which again, I don't know that they're going to play this game, but I'll pick it anyway because right now we don't know. Cincinnati at Central Florida. Whether they play this game in Cincinnati, whether they play this game in Central Florida at a later date, give me the Knights. Give me the Knights to beat the Bearcats. In the Sun Belt, Old Dominion at Georgia State. I'll take the Georgia State Panthers at home in Atlanta. Marshall at Georgia Southern in Statesboro. I like this game to be close. Give me Marshall to win the football game, though. So, yeah, give me Marshall over Georgia Southern. And that's pretty much our games for this week as far as ACC, SEC, that one Big 12 game that we talk about because Central Florida is relevant in the state of Florida, and then all the top 25 games. I was thinking about this the other day, thinking about Georgia and Alabama. They're both now in position to where they almost have to win out to get to the SEC title game. I think they can probably, especially Georgia, probably take one more loss and still find their way into the college football playoff as a lower seed. I don't know that Alabama has the same luxury that Georgia does as far as taking another loss because you know, Vanderbilt's a tough loss to have on your resume. Of course, if Alabama wins out and loses in the SEC title game, I'm going to be interested to see what the committee does with Alabama. That would give them two losses, but they got to the SEC title game, so that would be really interesting to see how the committee viewed Alabama with the loss to Vanderbilt on their schedule.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489. With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. over $69 million in sales already for 2024, there is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at DuckworthProperties.com, or check out our Facebook page, Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The glow is back. Great Pumpkin Luminites returns to Wild Adventures starting September the 20th with towering pumpkin sculptures, unique pumpkin spice food items, and immersive fall fun around every corner. And Great Pumpkin Luminites is bigger than ever this year with the new Garden of Giants featuring pumpkins weighing in at over 800 pounds and more. Get your photo with new pumpkin sculptures. Stroll through the animated lights of the 100-foot-long Twilight Tunnel and find your way through the foggy forest featuring a canopy of hanging lights suspended from 40 feet in the air. Check out our new additions to the Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery with over 175 intricately carved pumpkins and enjoy over 20 tasty treats during the country's Pumpkin Spice Festival. Great Pumpkin Luminites is bigger than ever this year, and the best way to visit is with a 2025 season pass available now for the lowest price. Play now and come back all next year too. Visit wildadventures.com for more information. Okay, so I want to talk to you a little bit about what I think the top 12 in the college football landscape looks like right now. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you about. I'm going to go from 12 to 1 and tell you where I think these teams should be. And the AP, right, like this is not even close to what the AP has. The last time we talked, I had Missouri, Ole Miss, and USC inside of my top 12. All three of those teams have been discarded. They've been tossed out. So at number 12 from the ACC undefeated, I've got the Pitt Panthers from the ACC at number 12. Pitt hasn't played anybody yet, right? And there isn't really a lot of teams to play in the ACC. Maybe Clemson. Georgia Tech's good. Syracuse, so we'll see what Pitt's able to do when they get against some tougher competition. But for right now, in my college football top 12, I got them at number 12. At number 11, another undefeated team from a power conference, the Indiana Hoosiers. Again, haven't played anybody, gotten through the first part of their schedule unscathed. We'll see what they do once they start matching up with the tougher teams in the Big Ten. They're going to have to find a way to win whoever it is that they come up against. If Indiana goes, if Indiana loses one game and gets to the Big Ten championship and loses, I think Indiana's in into the college football playoff. A two-loss Indiana team from the Big Ten. At that point, if that's how their season goes, they'll have a couple of wins over a couple of bigger teams or better teams. So, yeah, I think they've got a shot. At number 10, I've got BYU. In the AP, BYU is ranked 14th. Jason Bishop's got them 10th. Now, I'm not a believer in BYU. I don't think they're going to be there in the end. As a matter of fact, I think they're going to get upset this week. But as for right now, BYU, the Fighting Steve Youngs, I've got them ranked at number 10, and they would be in if the season ended today. At number 9, tough loss by Tennessee to Arkansas. Game they had a chance to win, didn't play well. Now they'll head home licking their wounds, and they'll welcome the rival hated Florida Gators. Florida, who's had a tough go, they're coming off of a big win against UCF. Florida needs this game. Billy Napier needs this game. If Napier can find a way to beat Tennessee in Knoxville, I think it at least, at the very minimum, saves his job until Florida State. Maybe. If he doesn't win this game, I think that they've got Kentucky after that, Florida does, and then they get to the Georgia-Florida game. If they lose to Tennessee, they lose to Kentucky, and then Georgia blows them out, I think he's done, even with the UCF win. But for now, Tennessee will host Florida, and Tennessee's still in the mix for the college football playoffs, so both these teams really need this game pretty badly. At number 8, a team that nobody thought would be even ranked in the top 10 at any point in the season, the AP's got them 11th, I've got them 8th, Iowa State. Iowa State is ranked 8th. I've got them 8th. Again, they haven't really beaten anybody, haven't played anybody tough. At some point, they're going to get somebody on their schedule that's going to test them. How do they do in that situation once they get against a team that's ranked a little higher? At number 7, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs at number 7. Man, what an exciting game that was against Alabama. Georgia just got flat embarrassed in the first half against the Tide. And then all of a sudden, the second half, late in the second half, Carson Beck turns it on, and Georgia looked like a completely different football team. And then Alabama comes up with a miraculous play there at the end to win the football game. Alabama doesn't want to play Georgia again. I mean, that's a fact. Georgia, I've got them 7th in my poll. And I think Georgia wins out. I think they beat Texas on their way. And I've got Georgia winning the SEC ultimately. Depending on what happens in the Alabama-Texas game, depends on who I think they might play. But there are some other teams that are in the mix as well. But Georgia for now, 7th. I've taken a lot of heat for this, but I've got Alabama ranked 6th ahead of Georgia. And what I hear is, how in the world can you have Alabama ranked ahead of Georgia when Alabama lost to Vanderbilt? Well, it's because Alabama beat Georgia head-to-head, and they both have one loss. Georgia's loss is to Alabama. This notion that has just, like, completely gone away where head-to-head means something. To me, it still means something. If you lost to a team and you have the same number of losses, that team that beat you should be ranked ahead of you regardless of who else they lost to. They beat you. And all of a sudden, over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, the head-to-head, people have just lost their minds with it. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Alabama beat Georgia. They should be ranked ahead of Georgia. They lost to Vanderbilt. Yeah, it was a bad loss, but they still beat Georgia head-to-head. We can't forget that. So I've got Alabama ranked ahead of Georgia at number 6. At number 5, I've got the Penn State Nittany Lions, and I think they're going to go down this week. Penn State, though, they keep surprising me. I keep picking against them, and they keep winning those games. They may do it again all the way across the country to play USC. I think USC gets them. If they don't, man, Penn State's got themselves set up pretty good. You know, they will have to beat a couple of the big dogs in the Big Ten, but, you know, USC, that would be a really good win for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Another team that's got a big game is Oregon. They're going to be hosting Ohio State this week. Again, Oregon looked a little shaky at the beginning of the season. They've looked better as of late, but they haven't really played anybody. This is going to be their first real big test against the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, who, again, they're traveling all the way across the country. Because of that, I think the game will be close. Because the Buckeyes are coming all the way across the country, I think Oregon and Ohio State will play a close football game. I like Ohio State to win. I think there's a little more depth on their roster than what is on Oregon's roster. So late in the game, I like Ohio State to kind of open the game up, maybe win by 10, 12, 13 points. I'll take Ohio State in that game. But right now, I've got Oregon ranked fourth. And if they win, boy, the pollsters are going to want to move them up to number one. They love flip-flopping number ones, the AP and the coaches poll so far this year. At number three, a team that's not playing this week, the Miami Hurricanes. They've looked great. They survived a scare a couple weeks ago. Yes, they did. But other than that, they've looked great offensively. They are elite offensively. I'd like the Miami Hurricanes to make a lot of noise. They may win the ACC. When I was talking about ACC contenders, I didn't even think about them. But they're probably, in my opinion, the favorite to win the ACC at this point. They're probably the best team in the ACC. I'll just go ahead and say if Miami wins the ACC, it gets a first-round bye in the college football playoff. At number two, I told you earlier, the AP had them ranked at second. I do as well. The Ohio State Buckeyes. Again, I'm not really 100% sure what to make of Ohio State simply because they haven't played anybody. But I know what their roster looks like. I know what their recruiting looks like. And they've got a lot of talent on the roster. So at number two, I've got Ohio State. And I think they'll show us why they're ranked number two when they head over to Eugene and beat Oregon, because I think that's what's going to happen. So at number two, I've got the Ohio State Buckeyes ranked number two. At number one, the only team in the SEC that's undefeated. Let me repeat that. I don't mean conference losses. I mean overall period. Hasn't taken a loss. The only team that's left standing that's perfect in the SEC is Texas. That alone deserves a number one ranking. Texas has played a couple of tough games. They've looked good. They've got, you know, an embarrassment of riches at quarterback. One guy goes down who's supposed to be a Heisman candidate. Another guy steps in that looks like a Heisman candidate. But, you know, Texas can't play them both. When Quinn Ewers gets healthy, somebody's going to have to sit. Texas is my number one for now. In the end, I think it's Texas and Georgia in the SEC championship game. And I think Georgia beats Texas to secure a first-round bye. I think Texas will have a really good opportunity to play their way into a national championship game, maybe a semifinal, depending on what the rankings shake out to be. But at some point, Texas and Georgia are going to play three times this year. I don't think there's really anybody in the country that can beat Texas other than Georgia. Yeah, that's just how I feel. Maybe Ohio State. So Texas is number one. We'll recap. Number 12, Pitt. 11 is Indiana. 10 is BYU. 9 is Tennessee. 8, Iowa State. 7 is Georgia. 6 is Alabama, ranked ahead of Georgia because they beat them head-to-head. 5 is Penn State. 4 is Oregon. 3 is Miami. The number two team, in my opinion, in the country is the Ohio State Buckeyes. And for now, the number one team, because they are the only undefeated team left standing in the SEC overall, haven't taken a loss. I'm talking conference and non-conference. Texas is the only undefeated team in the SEC. Texas is my number one team in the country, simply because they're the last team standing in the SEC that doesn't have a blemish. That's impressive. I mean, flat out impressive.
Your hometown and Martin Independent Pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Getting closer to high school football Friday night lights. And so with that being said, we're going to talk about some of the games that are going on tonight. I'm going to make some picks here. And so let's just jump right into it. All right, so you've got Southeast Bullock at Jenkins. Jenkins is a pretty good football team. Southeast Bullock's had a really good year. They've shown a lot of growth from last year to this year on the road. Tough game at Jenkins. Look, the last two times I picked against Southeast Bullock, they've won. I'm going to do it again here, but I'm going to do it cautiously. I'm going to pick Jenkins at home against the Yellow Jackets. Long County at Windsor Forest. Long County, again, one of those teams that have shown to be better than what folks thought, undefeated on the season. I think they go on the road, and I think they knock off Windsor Forest, and Long County continues their Cinderella year and remains undefeated. Man, that is quite a story for the Blue Tide. A big one down in Kingsland. Richmond Hill at Camden at Chris Gilman. A region matchup. Camden already taken a region loss last week to Valdosta. Richmond Hill, there's been a lot of hype around the Wildcats, saying that Richmond Hill, this is the best team they've ever had, so on and so on. You hear all of that. I like Richmond Hill to get the job done. I think Richmond Hill goes down and knocks off the Camden County Wildcats at Chris Gilman. Colquitt at Valdosta. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. Colquitt has had a stranglehold over that region for the last decade-ish. Tonight, they go on the road to Valdosta at Bazemore Hyder, one of the toughest places to win in the state. Valdosta knocks off Colquitt and sends a message to the rest of the state that Valdosta is there to beat, one of the teams to beat in the region, not Colquitt. Lowndes at Tift. Give me Lowndes in that football game. I don't think Tift puts much up of a fight. Frederica at Bullock Academy. Hate week, right? Frederica's had a tough go, a very young team down on St. Simons. Bullock Academy is the favorite to win the GISA State Championship. I don't look for this game to be close. Brandon Derrick, great coach over at Frederica, but Bullock is loaded, and that game is in Statesboro. Give me Bullock to pick their score against the young Frederica Academy Knights. Statesboro travels down to Glenn County Stadium between the bricks to play the Brunswick High Pirates. I had a conversation earlier with a guy this week who's a Brunswick High fan, and this is what I told him, and I meant it. Brunswick High, with this football team, their offense is elite as anybody in the state. Their defense is pretty good. They're going to be able to win a lot of games offensively to where they're not going to have to play great, great defense. Brunswick High is at worst, in my opinion, an Elite Eight team. At worst, an Elite Eight team. We'll see how the matchups shake out from there. I'd like Brunswick High to continue to march toward another region championship. They'll take down the Blue Devils at Glenn County Stadium. Coffee County at Lee. Coffee, I've had ranked number one a ton this season. I think they go down. I think they go to Lee County, and I think Lee County bests them in a low-scoring defensive struggle. Give me the Lee County Trojans over the Coffee County Trojans. Give me Lee. Benedictine at Ware. They'll go to the Swamp. Ware, not quite the season that they had in mind. Neither is Benedictine, for that matter. At home in the Swamp Memorial Stadium. Give me the Ware County Gators to knock off Benedictine. Johnson of Savannah at Beach. That'll be a barn burner. Give me the Beach Bulldogs. Crisp County at Appling. Give me the Appling County Pirates in that football game. Tattnall County at Cook County. That'll be a good football game. Give me Tattnall County on the road there. Not a lot of people picking Tattnall. I'm going to. Bacon at Jeff Davis. Another one of those games where you've had these two teams that aren't traditional powerhouses, but they've had really good seasons. And for Jeff Davis, they've kind of put together, you know, several seasons in a row where they've been pretty good. Bacon going into their second year where they've been, you know, good. Give me Bacon County to go and beat Jeff Davis on the road. I'll take Bacon County. Thomasville at Fitzgerald. Give me Fitzgerald. Vidalia at Savannah Christian. The Red Raiders are undefeated. The Red Raiders look like they are legit. I don't think that Vidalia has the horses to go to Savannah and beat Savannah Christian at their place. Give me the Red Raiders over Vidalia, and I think the Red Raiders do it convincingly, by the way. Savannah Country Day, who got thumped by Savannah Christian, they'll play Swainsboro in the Tigers' Den. I went back and forth on this game a lot, and I've been high on Swainsboro, and they haven't had the season they had hoped for. I still maintain that it's tough to go to Swainsboro and win. Give me Swainsboro to knock off Savannah Country Day. Brooks at Clinch. That's going to be a whale of a game over in Homerville. Give me Clinch County at home to win against Brooks. Charlton at Irwin, the Jekyll and Hyde team of the state, the Charlton County Indians. I'll take Charlton County to go and beat Irwin County on the road. MCA at Bryan County. Now, originally, I had circled Bryan County for this football game, and I wouldn't be stunned if Bryan won. MCA coming off of that loss to Jenkins County. I like MCA. I think they're a better football team than what they have that they showed last week. Give me MCA on the road at Bryan County, but don't be stunned if Bryan wins the football game. Both of those teams are pretty evenly matched. Claxton at Savannah. Well, give me Claxton. ECI at Portal. Big time rivalry game. Now all of a sudden, who'd have thunk that you've been saying ECI and Portal would be having a big time rivalry game. But give me ECI to travel down Highway 80 and knock off the Portal Panthers. ECI's got a good football team. And finally, Screven at Metter. The Metter Tigers already played earlier this week. This game will be close because of that. But Metter's got more Jimmies and Joes, in my opinion, than Screven County. So give me the Metter Tigers over Screven County, the Screven County Gamecocks, to get that win. And so that, man, just a ton of really good football games. I got asked, like, which game did I think would be the best this week? And I really think that Richmond Hill-Camden game is going to be amazing.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With all of the storms, a lot of chaos with high school football schedules. In an effort to accommodate the games that were lost due to Hurricane Helene, the GHSA has pushed back the start of the playoffs by 1 week. All of the games that were lost to the hurricane will be made up in that last week before the playoffs actually start. The playoffs will now start on November the 15th instead of November the 8th as originally planned. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.